Hidden Beneath the Surface by An Orphan Account, read by Crimson Moon. An outside look of Andrew and Neil's relationship, post-series. To a stranger's eye, and even to some close to them, Andrew Minyard and Neil Jostin's relationship was one of hate, of violence, derision and tension that both simply tolerated to avoid killing each other. It was in the way they spoke. Andrew, the embodiment of calm indifference as he dropped threats, physical and verbal, and casual declarations of dislike. Whilst Neil constantly pushed and pushed and pushed, whether gentle or stubborn, with question after question, word after word, showing little to no visible care for the apparent indifference he faced. You give an inch, they take a mile. It was in the way they seemed to sit, either entirely focused on one another, stares heated and heavy as they refused to look away and direct their anger, or was it? Onto something else. Or completely ignoring each other, paying attention to everyone. Shut it. It was in the way Andrew's eyes would narrow and he would tighten his grip on Neil, hand wrapping around his neck or arm or something as a warning, a threat or a simple reminder, and Neil would back away, as though Andrew would make good on his threat to kill him and they would return to silence. I hate you. Sure you do. There was always an air of caution around them, something tense in the air as Neil towed the line or Andrew ignored him. Like their relationship was built on ice that was melting fast, and if they weren't careful, would collapse beneath them. And then they'd both go tumbling down, 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 until there was no rescue or salvage. It'd be all over. They seem as though they hate each other, like they wanted to kill each other. 103% of the time, don't push it. But all you had to do was look closer, past the surface that no one seemed to question, and then you would see what few will ever understand. You would see the way Andrew answered Neil's questions despite the dismissals, despite the threats and warnings. The way that, though Neil towed the line, he always stopped the moment he got too close to crossing it. When he saw something pass in Andrew that signaled it was time to stop, he'd pull back and talk about something different. Himself, to return Andrew's honesty. And Andrew would always listen, carefully considering each word and asking his own questions that were always answered without hesitation. It was in the way Neil never breached Andrew's space by touching him, always leaving a gap that would allow Andrew to decide to allow it or not. Sometimes, he wouldn't, and Neil's hands would retract, letting Andrew touch and kiss as he liked. And when he did, Neil was always careful, never going against Andrew's wishes and leaving the control to him. Andrew, in turn, would, almost, always touch Neil, whether a hand heavy against his neck, face, or his wrist, their legs pressed together as they sat so close they were almost on top of each other, or even grasping Neil's hands in his own. His skin was a constant weight against him, a reminder he was there and would never leave. It showed he cared, even if no one else saw. It was in Neil's absolute trust in Andrew, how he put Andrew above everything else and was always there for him, by his side with the promise that he would never leave, and he wouldn't break this promise. He never wavered in his belief, and was the one to look out for Andrew's emotional well-being that even Andrew himself didn't. This was returned through Andrew's protectiveness, the way he ensured nobody harmed Neil, and if they did, they wouldn't live to regret it. He always watched him, looking after him in his own ways, and always, always noticed if anything was wrong. And if it was, he'd find out and take care of him, promise or not. It was in the way they watched each other, stares heavy and unwavering as they watched and observed, taking in everything about the other, and never looking away. When they looked at each other, it was like they were the only two in the world and nothing, nothing, could disguise the pure emotion in their eyes as hazel met blue, and they spoke without a need for words or body language. It was something for the two of them alone. It was in their kisses. The way they weren't tender or gentle, but passionate, intense, and desperate. As though it was the last time they would see each other, and the moment they parted, the other would vanish from their grasp. Each kiss was almost violent, like a fight, as they came together and attacked each other's lips, trying to portray just how much the other means to them, but words can never portray. Not yet. Maybe someday they will. But not yet. It's in the way that despite all the threats, warnings, and pushing the boundaries, there's no real bite behind it. Almost as though it's an excuse. The banter is almost playful between them. Except for when it isn't. Except for when there is so much more meaning and emotion buried beneath the words and the gazes, whether anger, fear, or something else. Something more. The way they were always together, where one is, the other will usually be close by, and this doesn't seem to be conscious. They gravitate towards each other, not forced to be there by obligation or promise, but because they want to. There is no need to, and neither of them clings, but they don't complain. Simply slip to the other side. Because they belong there. And once you see these things, it's everywhere and it all makes sense because you can't hide a love like theirs. It's not something to be stared at. Like a sideshow at a circus, but something precious. Something private. Something that only the two of them understand. They never say it, because they don't need to. After all, they both know how much they care for the other. To try to limit it to words would be to taint it, to wave it for the world to try and take. When, in the end, all they'll ever need is each other. The end. Thank you for listening.